Hey, Cross Sports Nation. I am your host and founder, Robert Wells, and let's talk about sports. Wah! Hit that red subscribe button down below and turn on your notification to get all the new videos on Cross Sports. My friend Ovidio, owner and founder of Big Leap Inc., and he's rocking the new design on a black sweater called Leap of Faith. And he's rocking the Yahweh hat too. God is good. You see, I'm rocking the sweater as well. Leap of Faith. Put your faith in today. Put the order in today. What are you waiting for? Go ahead and do it. You have time. Do it. Like, now. Congratulations to the Houston Astros on winning their second World Series championship in franchise history. And congratulations to Astros manager Dusty Baker, who finally won his first World Series title as a manager. I'm so proud of Dusty Baker, a former San Francisco Giants, Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, and Washington Nationals manager. And after 30 years as a manager in Major League Baseball, Dusty Baker is a World Series champion. Dusty Baker is the third black manager to win a World Series championship in Major League Baseball history. Congratulations again to the Houston Astros on winning the 2022 World Series. Get ready to watch some good college football games this Saturday. The first game, Indiana at number 2, Ohio State. After beating Northwestern by 2 touchdowns, the Buckeyes will look to dominate the Indiana Hoosiers at the Horseshoe, Ohio Stadium. I think the Big Ten championship game will be either Ohio State or Michigan against Illinois. I firmly believe that. In this game, I got the Ohio State Buckeyes winning this game by 28 points or more. I know Derek loves this prediction by me. I know he does. The next game, Purdue at number 21, Illinois. My friend Stacy is a big Boilermaker fan. Yes, he is, because he graduated from Purdue. I like Purdue, especially in college basketball. But in this game against Illinois, I got Illinois winning this game by a touchdown. Sorry, Stacy. The next game, number 20, Notre Dame at Navy. Coming off a big win against Clemson last weekend in South Bend, Indiana, the Fighting Irish will look to continue their winning streak. It must be the luck of the Irish. I got the Fighting Irish winning this game by 2 touchdowns. And the final college football game you need to watch on Saturday, Nebraska at number 3, Michigan. In the second half against Rutgers last Saturday, the Wolverines outscored Rutgers 38-0. Wow. Mr. Starkey said that the Wolverines are a second half team. He's absolutely right. Shout out to the Starkey family. In this game, I got Michigan winning at the Big House by 21 points or more. Go Blue! And finally, some good NFL games you need to watch this weekend. The first game, the Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. Even though the Bears got cheated last Sunday against the Miami Dolphins, look at this picture. You can see a pass interference a mile away. How do you not make that call? Like Clay said, bruh, yeah, bruh. Bears quarterback Justin Fields made NFL history last weekend. He's the only player in NFL history with 3-plus passing touchdowns and 140-plus rushing yards with a rushing touchdown in a game. And he passed former NFL quarterback Michael Vick for the most rushing yards in a single game in NFL history. I've been saying this 3 or 4 months before the Bears traded up for Justin Fields, and this is what I said. I said Justin Fields is a franchise quarterback for the Chicago Bears. Yes, he is. I got the Bears winning this game by 2 touchdowns. Or if the referees call another bad game, I got the referees and the Lions winning by 10 points. The next game, Minnesota Vikings at the Buffalo Bills. The Vikings are 7-1, and they will look to go 8-1. The Bills lost to the New York Jets last Sunday, so revenge is on their mind. Yes, it is. At home, I got the Bills winning this game by 10 points. The next and final game on Monday Night Football, the Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles made franchise history by going 8-0 last week, but can they improve to 9-0 this Sunday? I got the Eagles winning in the NFC East matchup. I got them winning this game by 13 points. And make sure you leave your comments down below so I can post them on Cross Sports. It's another way to communicate with me. What's up? Holla! Hey, Cross Sports Nation, turn on your notification for all of Cross Sports media platforms. Some of the links are down below in the description. Next time on Cross Sports, we will do another recap of all sports happening this weekend and next week as well. We'd like to thank all of you for watching and listening. We'll talk to all of you next time on Cross Sports. Peace.